Now, Canterbury in Kent is one of only a few places left in the country that retains a decent set of historic cast iron lampposts. Many of them were cast in a foundry in the city, but they're being replaced by modern alternatives, and not everybody is happy about that change. Ptolemy Dean is president of the Canterbury Society and surveyor of the fabric at Westminster Abbey. Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of us who haven't had the pleasure of seeing them, they sound quite beautiful.
They are beautiful. They're bespoke cast iron proportionate lamps with the crest CCC, Canterbury City Council, made in the mid-19th century, and they continue to be made right up until the 1980s in Canterbury. And they give that city and its streets a coherence and a pride that is quite unique from any other city in England, actually.
And clearly an important part of the history of the city as well. But then the council finds itself in a bind, as so many do, where they've said that it's not practical or economical to keep them.
No, this is obviously nonsense. The bind is that the highways authority for Canterbury is the Kent County Council. They have privatised contractors who undertake their street lighting maintenance. And rather than bothering with painting and redecorating these cast iron lamps, which is obviously too boring for them or costly or difficult, they just think it much better to rip them up and replace them with standardized off-the-peg fixtures with so-called heritage attract additions, which are grotesque, misformed and misshapen and hideous looking things, which do not benefit or grace the streets of a World Heritage site.
I'm sure they don't. I mean, one of the greatest difficulties there, and you mentioned it, is the cost. And we know that councils at the moment sadly don't have the money to do everything that everybody wants them to do. What would be a way, a cost-effective way, to try and preserve them?
I mean, the cost thing is about regular maintenance, painting things. And it's very easy, isn't it, in a council budget, is just to say, we'll stop painting any street lights anywhere. And then we'll just let them rust. And then when they rust, we'll get some health and safety person to come along and test them. And when they fail that test, we'll just hoik them out and replace them. And you can see this happening actually all over the country. It's this kind of idea that cutting maintenance costs is going to create a sort of long-term benefit in saving money. And it isn't like that. The answer to Canterbury is that actually you have to redecorate these lamps periodically every 5 or 10 years, and then they'll last for centuries longer. And it's really sad, actually, that we are in this kind of short-sighted maintenance cycle, because, you know, literally chucking these things away has an environmental cost as well as a visual cost. And it's just poor management.
We'll see what happens with it, won't we? Ptolemy Dean, thank you for joining us, president of the Canterbury Society.